La cuarta edición del Festival Corona Capital Guadalajara está lista para realizarse los días 20 y 21 de mayo. El Valle BFG recibe a más de una treintena de artistas de diferentes latitudes del mundo. Es el caso de la presencia de Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs, que llega con su versión live para hacernos bailar durante el sábado 20 de mayo. Y para platicar de su trabajo y de su visita a Guadalajara, tenemos el gusto de conectar en esta videollamada con Orlando Highbottom. Hola, Orlando.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Great. Are you on tour?
Not really. I'm mostly in the studio at the moment. I live here and playing a few shows, but m mostly recording.
Getting ready to come to Mexico?
Absolutely, very excited.
So, Orlando, first of all, it took you 10 years to make your second album. Even if you, during these years, you have released singles and EPs, you only have these two full-length albums. What took you so long?
Well, it's a good question. It was a number of things. I think for a few years, I just didn't have a plan. I didn't really know how to operate as a musician in the music industry. I was confused about whether to work with a record label or whether to self-release or how to do it in a way that felt good to me. And so I got stuck on that for a long time. And, because you have to be very careful which pieces of paper you sign in this business.
Absolutely, yes.
And I got stuck on that. And then it took me a while to kind of figure out what it was that I wanted an album to be. I think I had several albums over that time that I could have released, but this was just the one that felt right. And so yeah, it took too long. 10 years is way too long, but that's how long it took.
When you release your singles, your EPs, and you play a lot.
Yes, yeah, very busy,
It's cool to think how easy it is nowadays to make music. I mean, you can make a song in your bedroom, in your laptop, and put it on Spotify in the very same day. But it's hard to think that you are competing with another 100 million songs in exactly that moment. How do you manage that competitive, a little rush period of time for the music industry?
Well, I think if I was a new artist and I was starting my career today, that would be so daunting, it might feel impossible. But because I have a fan base and people who know about my music and there is an existing audience, I think that I can get my music to people who are interested in hearing it, and that's a good foundation for those songs existing in the world. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm lucky that I'm established and I have an established career, but what you're asking is almost impossible for new musicians, and that's a scary, difficult thing about our time. And it's it's the same with social media, and just how to get anybody to pay attention to you is
Yes.
difficult.
Yes, it's very hard. But also you play a lot live, and that gives you many, many fans.
Yeah, it's touring is really important, and putting a live show together rather than just DJing is very important for me too. I really think of myself first and foremost as a singer and an artist. So I want to present the songs in that way. That's my ultimate way of performing. Yeah, I mean, actually, I think this will be in my whole career, I think this will be my second live performance in Mexico.
No, it's different in a DJ set, correct? Because
Very,
you play your
very
songs.
different. Yeah, I
Okay.
play my songs, I sing, I play my instruments, it's all my material, and it's especially prepared for that evening. And yeah.
It's even more to have fun when you play your own music, right? You can express yourself, you can show your music, and the people is always dancing with your songs.
Yeah, it's much more enjoyable. And because there's a deeper connection with the music for me, and I think with the listener and with the audience, there's a deeper connection when I'm performing my own stuff. So it's more meaningful, yes.
And Orlando, now that you mentioned that you are a record music in LA, when you make a song, when you create a song, do you think that if it's going to work on the dance floor, when you play it in your sets or in your live shows?
Only if it feels like a disco record, you know, only if it feels like a club record. There's lots of music on my records that are ballads or mid-tempo, and then I don't think about this at all. But if it has the flavor of a club record, then I'm thinking about this, yeah. But it's not the most important thing to me. The most important thing to me is the music and the emotion and the lyrics and, you know, a nice melody. I think a good melody is way more important than a good beat.
Absolutely, because as you mentioned, when you make these mid-tempo songs or these ballads are so amazing, so powerful, even if they don't have this heavy beat, they feel very emotional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's important because you can make connection with the audience with these emotions.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I enjoy doing the most, so yeah.
Because at the end, Orlando, it's human emotions. So we can share it with you. We can share maybe not the same story, but the same feelings.
Exactly. That's what I love about this job. That's what I love about music. And, you know, the greatest feeling, I think, for almost all musicians is to write a song and then feel that people connect with the lyrics and connect with the meaning of the song and then hear them sing with you when you perform live. And yes, you know that the song has become not just your song, but everyone else's song as well. And that's a beautiful time.
And Orlando, you will have a very busy 2023, right? You will play here in Guadalajara, in Corona Capital. You will play with many amazing artists.
Yes. Yeah. Who else is playing? Tell me.
the same day you're playing, it's Imagine Dragons, Chainsmokers, Bastille, Block Party, amazing artists.
Great, great. I will definitely check out Block Party.
And it's great that we can have these amazing artists from very different parts of the world here in Mexico. The language, it's not a barrier.
No, it's not. And I love this as well about the music world that it's international and there are no borders and we're all singing in all kinds of languages. I think it's beautiful.
And also one of the most important things in a festival is that we can go for maybe one or two artists, but at the end of the festival, we know many artists, very vibrant music, and we can add them to our playlist or we can listen more about an artist we listen in a festival.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just at... I was performing at Coachella, uh-huh, and I got to see lots of people's shows that I wasn't expecting to see, and I don't normally have time to go and see them play. So I think the festivals are so important for that reason. Just getting in front of a band that you normally wouldn't have the chance to see and experiencing their show.
And those festivals like Coachella are crazy, right?
Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah, it's full of people and yeah, it's crazy.
Full of energy, full of people dancing.
Yeah.
The vibe of a festival, it's compared to nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very excited.
So, Orlando, looking forward to see the live set from Totally Enormous 16 Dinosaurs here in Guadalajara in Corona Capital Festival. Beside the festival, what will you do the rest of 2023?
I will be going on tour in Europe a bit with my live show and my DJ show.
Cool.
And I am working on lots of music, collaborations, solo records. It's very busy already, And I'm having a good year. I'm very grateful for everybody listening to the music and sharing my music with their friends. It feels really nice at the moment.
We have to feel very honored that you will play your live set here in Guadalajara, and it's going to be an amazing night and an amazing show.
Thank you very much.
Orlando Highbottom from Totally and Normal 16 Dinosaurs, thank you so much for the chat, Gurrutas Alternas.
Thank you.